People just assumed I was consciously, I'm going to attack this man in a certain way, but I don't even really remember the incident.
I think there is a sense of normality in the uncomfortability. You just get used to stuff changing.
Clarko's at his best if we lose two or three on the trot. Not that I want to lose two or three games in a row too often.
Trying to put my hand up for every game. It's something that players are going to have to deal with.
Not reading anything, and I'm still hearing Christian Petracca stuff. It's amazing, mainly from him.
Your ticket into the heart of football. Welcome to the Breakfast Club's Inner Sanctum.
Yes, lovely to have you company on the Inner Sanctum this morning. And today we're surmising the season of the Melbourne Football Club with their captain, Max Gawn, who's been very generous with his time throughout the season again. And we think that's fantastic and no doubt played a part in his All-Australian selection last week. Max, good morning. Congratulations.
Morning, Half. Morning, Whitey. Thank you.
Nice little accolade. It's been a challenging year, I'm sure, on many fronts. But when you get the nod as the All-Australian ruckman, what goes through your head?
Yeah, obviously wasn't necessarily thinking about it on the Thursday directly after the season ending, but a little bit of surprise. I did know I missed some games in there, but I did feel like my form was relatively normal to what I've been playing the last few years when I was playing. So, yeah, it will be something I think about towards the end of the year, the end of my career, no doubt, but I'd rather be playing first week of finals this week, and that one's still got me pretty disappointed with how the season's gone.
Which we'll get to very shortly. Where do I find you today, Max? Where are
I'm
you?
I'm back in Melbourne. I'm back.
What? You came home?
Yeah. I made an interesting decision. I've got a wife back here who was pretty keen on me getting home, so I drove home Sunday and got here late last night.
You drove home?
Right.
I had a car up there with a mutual agreement with my old man that he needed back a work ute. So I told him that I'd drive it back, and I did. And it was I regret that decision. And basically, as soon as I got to Coffs Harbour, I regretted that decision.
That is a most unusual end to a season for anyone, I would have thought, Max. Goodness me. So now you've got a quarantine, do you, for a couple of weeks?
No, there's no quarantining down in Melbourne. I think the Victorian borders are open.
Oh, we'll take it.
So yeah, it was quite phenomenal. I drove from Queensland all the way to Melbourne without getting stopped by anybody with a surfboard on my roof. I mean, it was pretty obvious that I probably should have been stopped, but I didn't.
So how many times did you stop along the way? It's a long way.
I stopped in a little town just outside of Sydney called Barrel. Barrel? I don't know how to say it.
Barrel? B-A-R-R-A-L.
That's the one.
Home of Don Bradman.
That's Don Bradman's home, mate. Come on.
Yeah, I actually did see the museum, but when I left at 6 a.m, I thought it might have been closed. but I stopped there and then did the big stint yesterday through Albury and Melbourne.
Oh, good effort. That is a good effort.
That's a great effort.
Well, it's been one of those years where you just had to endure and had to find a way to get through. You've done that again with your trip home. How do you surmise the year for the Ds? Max, we've obviously ridden the wave with you through the season, and there's been some ups and there's been some downs. Getting a chance to sort of sit back and reflect, as I'm sure you did in the car ride, with plenty of time in your hands, what have you made of it?
I think it's a fail. With some positives you can take out of it just, but in the end, I think we've got a group that's talented enough, and we've shown that in lots of games this year that we can match it with the guys that are playing finals, and you can see that we were almost there until we lost a couple of games in Cairns that, to be fair, we didn't get close, so it wasn't like it was a nail-biting games in Cairns, but they're games that we felt like we probably could have performed better in, and therefore we left it in other people's hands, and Western Bulldogs and St Kilda and Collingwood, those teams were able to win their last couple and made it look quite comfortable. So the positives that come from it are definitely 1-3 going into the hub, and we came out 8-5 out of the hub. So we were able to perform with our backs against it. Leaving 1-3, you could have ridden your own ticket that we'd make finals almost. So it was a pretty good effort there. And we also had more wins than losses, but the way the season's planned out, and we've come ninth, and no one wants to come ninth. And You can tell the unlucky story that we missed out by the last game of the year, which we did, but we could have been in there a lot earlier, and we should have been in there a lot, locked in a lot earlier.
I remember, Max, how angry you were and others were when you missed out a few years ago now against Collingwood, and it kind of really was a bit of a sort of a, I don't know, a spur to get yourself going the following year. Is it a similar sort of emotion this year and what it potentially could be as a springboard for next year, what you're going through at the moment?
It's similar. We've been slightly different. That game in 2017 was the last game of the year that we blew. Where this year it sort of seemed like we were coming from behind the whole time, and then we finally got there in Cairns and we started up. And we had a couple of weeks where we had wins and we were able to leave on a good note. So it's slightly different for the sour taste, but certainly the days following the Monday, Tuesday with our meetings and our exit meetings and stuff like that, we certainly felt the disappointment from majority of the people in the hub. And I think that's what's going to spur us on. And we've got a long 3 months now before probably we're going to see anybody. But and then to come back next year. And we will use a little bit of that, but you don't want to keep having to miss the finals to make you make the finals the next year. We want to obviously be a team that makes finals back year on year.
Do you feel confident that next year will be okay? And I know it's still a long way away, but do you feel that based on how you did finish the year, as you touched on, that you are on the right track and that there doesn't necessarily need to be a lot different going into next year, but it's just to perhaps learn on some of the things that went wrong for you this year?
Yeah, I do feel confident, Whitey. You still see probably the favourites in Richmond, and you can probably throw Brisbane and Port in there. Their system is so much better than the names on the paper. Not selling their names on the paper short, but they win games off the back of their system, and that's something that we want to get to. There might have been times this year where we won games purely by individual brilliance. Christian Petracca got us over the line in St Kilda, and you'd rather win off the games off the back of breaking teams down and just playing your system. And that happened a few times this year, but we'd like them more. And to say we aspire to be Richmond, Brisbane and Port, we probably do because they're the top three, but we want to be our different Melbourne self. But that's the bit that we've got to get right. We've got to train our system over the pre-season. And when it works, it's really good. Like against GWS in the first half and Collingwood throughout the whole game. But when it doesn't work and when we don't turn up and our system's not there, like Port Adelaide and Western Bulldogs in these games, it is really bad. So that's the big one. But it does give me confidence because we do have probably one of the better playing lists I've had since I've been here. So once we get the system stuff right, we'll be a threat, hopefully.
So there's been a lot of conversation the last couple of years about your footy club, Maxi, about who is the real Melbourne Footy Club. I mean, was 2018 the true indicator, or was 2019, or was this year? And I think the coach said at some stage through the back end of this season that 2018 has proven to be a bit of an outlier, which was interesting to hear from him after all that time. Are you more confident going into next season? There's obviously a lot of water to go under the bridge and you're only just getting over this one. But are you more confident about knowing who you are and what is capable now on the back of the last 2 years? 2018 was a long time ago now. So the last 2 years you've seen a fair few things happen and change and evolve. Do you know you're on the right path now?
I'm not in agreement with Goody as much there. Obviously, when you look at results, it's an outlier, but... Yeah. We 16 and 17, we missed the finals. Well, 17 was ninth, and I think 16 might have been 10th. So we were always in and around that mark. And then 2018, we finished in the bottom four of that top eight, and we had a good finals run. So we were on an upwards trend, and then I believe 19 was the outlier with our performance. And then 20, we've literally gone back to that same result, 10th, 9th, or at the bottom half of the eighth. So we're always sitting around the mark. We want to obviously take that next step, but we've been sitting around the mark for 4 years. So what will make us take that next step, that's what we'll work out over the next 3 months and then the 3 months following that and whenever round one starts. But Yeah, we've been that team that can win one and then lose one and then finish 9th, 10th, 4th, as we saw in 18, 7th. Or was it 6th? I can't even remember. But yeah, that's where the growth is, I think, half. And that's where we want to show people the real Melbourne more often. And hopefully we can.
I'm sure your Demons fans are keen on that too, Whitey, just by the way.
Yes, absolutely. But I agree with you, Max, 100%. If you actually look at Melbourne over a 4 or 5 year period, the outlier is the bad year. The other years have been all quite similar, and you were able to get on a run, obviously, in that final series. So I do tend to agree with you on that. What did you learn about yourself this year? New captain, you got pretty banged up there at one point through the season, and obviously such a crazy year with hub life and the coronavirus and whatever else. Did you learn much about yourself?
I learned some personality traits that I didn't realise I had. I got a short temper sometimes, but I was able to work through that. Obviously, on the field, the first 8 or 9 weeks, I was really comfortable with my own form and how I was leading, and we had some really enjoyable results, especially when we had those 2 weeks in Manly. And then I obviously went down a couple of injuries, both at once, and was out for 3 weeks, and to be perfectly honest, my PCL was an issue for the final 5 weeks that I played, to a point where I'm seeing the surgeon tomorrow here in Melbourne just to talk things through, because it's still a little bit dodgy at the moment. So I learned how to play with that injury in those last 4 weeks and 5 weeks, and the disappointment of not being able to do what you normally can do was certainly there the first few weeks. And the St Kilda game, my first game back, I honestly couldn't stop Paddy Ryder from jumping all over me in a centre bounce. Not saying that it was purely because of my PCL, but in my head I thought it was. And it was a frustrating feeling, but knowing that I had to stay positive and upbeat for the rest of my team was a 2 hours of a battle. And Alice Springs was an interesting day for me, but I did learn a lot in terms of how to handle my body and playing through injury, and keeping up your spirits even though things aren't going as well for you. It was well reported that my family, my wife was left at home, and I had to see 43 other players have their family up in the hub. And every time we come back from a big trip like Cairns or Adelaide or Alice Springs, all the families are there waiting, and you have to pretend like it doesn't affect you. So there's certain little parts, and my wife's actually sitting across from me, and I just got the nod of approval for that comment, so that's good. So there's certain little parts that I've learned, and as much as we finished 9th this year, I've taken so many learnings.
So considering all that, and the speed of the season, the intensity of the season, just in terms of a timeline, are you more tired emotionally than other seasons, because it's been such a constant drain on you mentally through the year because of the challenges you faced as a competition, not just you, but as a competition?
I had 3 weeks off in the middle there, which sort of helped me a little bit mentally. Being in rehab up in the hub's not too bad. You get to run in the sun at your own time and be away from the group. It's not too bad.
Yeah.
As much as you want to be playing. I wanted the season to keep going. I wanted to still be up there, and I wasn't done with the hub yet. I had a bit more to go. So at the moment, I haven't had a chance to think how hard that was, because I've still got the disappointment of wanting to be there. But I'm sure in a couple of weeks when I actually sit down and go for it, maybe I might go for my first run soon and realise how sore I am and then go, no, I'm not doing that. that could be when I think about how hard this season actually was.
Well, you do get a chance to sit back and just get some time to yourself and the bride for a little while now, which is a nice thing I'm sure you're looking forward to. And we appreciate all the energy you've given us through the year as well, Maxie, and look forward to spending more time with you through the next couple of years as well. Congratulations on your own individual season. Hopefully things get better for the Ds in 2021 and beyond.
Thanks, gents. I've enjoyed nothing more than getting on every second Tuesday and talking to you guys while up in the hub. So thanks for having me on.
You're a good man. We love having you on.
That's awesome.